하루하루 감금만 하던 수상그랑 바라보티바티마 하던 수상그랑. Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place to discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. I know what it's like sometimes when you hear people speaking about their lives and you're like, no, 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 you don't get it. Like, I have a full-time job. I have demanding hours. I am so overwhelmed and so burnt out that I don't even have time to think about anything else. And sometimes you might even hear people on the podcast, it feels like there are just so many light years ahead of you that you can't even relate. Anyone ever felt that before? So I love interviewing people who have lived normal lives, who have made tremendous shifts to shift into truly living their dream lives. And this episode is exactly that. So Corey was a Highest Self podcast listener who was tuning into the podcast, interested in spirituality in her free time, but working full-time as a nurse during the pandemic with extremely demanding hours and complete overwhelm. I mean, my heart really goes out to any nurse who served during this pandemic. And she could feel that there was more to her, that she wanted to help people move from trying to survive to learning how to thrive. And she wasn't really sure what that was going to look like until she heard me speak about Dharma Coaching Institute, which is my school that trains you to become a certified Dharma soul purpose and spiritual life coach. So she instantly said yes to her soul's calling. It just knew that this was the right next step for her. And now, a year later, she is waking up to the sunrise in Maui, leading retreats and creating her living as a full-time Dharma coach. So in this episode, she shares how she was able to trust her heart and understand that she was put on this planet for something more, for something bigger, and again, to help people move from surviving to thriving. So if you're at a job right now that feels really demanding and overwhelming and you feel like your dream reality is just so far away, listening to Corey share her own journey just in the past year, making this massive transition and truly living exactly where she wants to live. I mean, she was sharing with me that she was paddleboarding with baby whales that morning. Like, I mean, could it get better than that? And this was possible for her in just 1 year from becoming a certified Dharma coach. So if you've been waiting for a sign or just some inspiration for what is possible for you, this episode is it. So without further ado, let's welcome Corey Hughes to the Highest Self Podcast. Welcome, Corey, to the Highest Self Podcast. It's so great to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
And the first question I'd love to ask you is, what makes you your highest self?
Yeah. So what makes me my highest self is my awareness of my energy, really in terms of the kosha every day. And really it's a minute by minute check-in sometimes, like how is my physical body doing, my energetic body, my mental body, my body, my bliss body. And, you know, where am I at with that? And what do I need to change to move forward? Like, am I vibing high? Am I vibing low? And that's just always moving towards my highest.
I love that, using the koshas as a way to check in with ourselves, because we do have so many different layers to ourselves. It's not just, you know, physically or mentally, but it's feeling into, am I connected to my bliss right now? Am I connected to my breath? And utilizing that tool also for coaching our clients, which we do in DCI. So excited to get into all of it. So can you share with our listeners a little bit about where were you before starting the DCI journey and what inspired you to sign up?
Yeah. So where I was before joining DCI, I had been a nurse for 10 years, a travel nurse for 5. I thought it was great until I realized it wasn't. I was living in Tucson, Arizona, so the desert, and I was coming home every night, always just completely exhausted, physically, emotionally, energetically drained. Truly, I was having an on-the-knees moment like every night. It was every night at that point. I knew I didn't want to be a nurse anymore, but I had no idea like what I would do with my life, what that looked like. In the hospital, I was helping people survive. And I wanted to help people thrive. Like, there's a big difference. both are beautiful, but for me, I wanted the latter. And I had been listening to your podcast. So I think that's what got my wheels turning. You were constantly in the conversation of Dharma. There were people on your podcast who were living their Dharma. And I thought that was such a beautiful, you know, concept that I was like, wow, I really want this for me. But truly the how was beyond me. And I remember hearing your Dharma of raising the vibration of the planet. And I was like, how can I do anything less than this? How can I do anything less than this? So when you released DCI, I was like, wow, this is it. This is what I've been asking for. It was truly an answered prayer. So yeah, I joined immediately because I was like, this is the way. And so that's the way I move forward. Yeah. So here I am now.
I love that you just knew that the way that you were going was not sustainable. You were burnt out. And I know so many people are feeling that, especially the past 2 years of just, especially for nurses, just the overwhelm and feeling not compensated for all that you're energetically putting into every single one of your patients. And so signing up for DCI, what were you expecting for yourself? Did you think I'm going to become a Dharma coach? Did you think I'm just doing this for my own healing? Where were you at?
Yeah, honestly, I kind of signed up just immediately. When you released it, I was just like, this is it. This is it. This is it. I really didn't know what it entailed. I knew that it was big. From the first live call, I knew that it was big. You told us that our lives would change, and I felt that you were sharing the truth. So yeah, there was like hope. There was light at the end of the tunnel. I was like, this is it. You know, coaching was kind of new to me, like just the realm of coaching. So I wanted to be a coach. You know, I started calling myself a Dharma coach because I wanted to use that word Dharma, that vibrational element of it. So yeah, I was down. I was like, I'm going to be a Dharma coach, whatever this means. I don't really know, but I'm going for it. Yeah.
I love that. And how have you transformed now through this experience in the past year?
Yeah. Wow. So honestly, my whole life has changed. My whole life has changed. Everything around me, my job is different. Where I live is different. I actually moved to the magical island of Maui. The people that I surround myself on an everyday basis is different. What I do on a daily basis is different. Everything's different.
And what was, you know, that thing that showed you it was possible that you could have a life that you genuinely love?
Honestly, I would say I found like a power within myself, like a deep trust. Before DCI, you know, a lot of my decisions, they would take forever to make, but I became just really sound within myself, within my own personal being. I realized truly my power, that I can do anything I set my mind to, because I see that in y'all. And I was then surrounded by people in DCI who were just absolutely just, you know, changing their lives. And I was like, if they can do it, I can do it.
So beautiful. I think being in that setting where other people are making these massive shifts and seeing, wow, if that person is moving to Hawaii, if that person's quitting their job as a nurse or whatever it was that they were doing, then that gives me permission to take bold action towards whatever it is that I do want. So now that you have graduated from DCI, what are you up to in the world?
Wow. So I've kind of been doing a lot of things. You said bold action. My like word or words for this year is fortune favors the bold. So I threw a yoga retreat. It was kind of like a journey to self with one of my members of my Dharma fam. We did that in Joshua Tree. That was a few months ago. That was beautiful. My first ever. And I felt like DCI absolutely gave me the confidence to do that. I just went to a feminine embodiment retreat in Costa Rica. So that definitely is part of my Dharma, to embody, you know, the feminine more. So that was a big thing. That was a transformation. But also, honestly, I've really been integrating. I've been trying to take some time to let like everything settle, because like I said, everything in my life has changed. And that was huge. It was not easy. It was actually very hard. But because DCI, I was able to move through all these changes and transitions with the most ease and grace. But I've also, you know, from DCI, really learned that there is this kapha stage that you must be in, this time of rest and reflection. So I've been resting, reflecting, and then also really refining my skills as a coach. I've been coaching calls constantly. I've been in one of Ajit's mastermind and his EverCoach. So yeah, I've just been in the energy of coaching. I've also been going to the beach a lot, going to the beach and hiking in Maui. And I've been really trying to get in the community where I live because, you know, I want to impact people's lives there. So I've been slowly making my way in.
I love that. And it just shows that it's all of it. It's the Vata coming up with the idea and what's the big picture and, you know, what are my archetypes and how do I want to serve? And then the Pitta of the bold action, actually doing it, actually taking that leap of quitting even a stable job because you know that there's something else out there for yourself, moving to somewhere that you feel like it's your soul's home. I know so many people listening, they live somewhere. I lived in Boston growing up, which did not feel like my soul's home, but it was almost like you were expected to just spend the rest of your life wherever you grew up because that's where your family was. And it was just easier, but not really because you hated every single day of it. So I love that something within you just activated that you were taking this bold action from mind, body, spirit, all of the different levels. And now you're in that cough of, okay, let this land for a second. I'm here. I've graduated from DCI. I'm in Hawaii. I'm coaching. I'm leading retreats. And let me also be in this vibration because I feel like that's what we talk about so much at DCI of it's not about now doing the next thing and the next thing and being that constant hustle because I see a lot of coaches, they just recreate whatever their experience was in corporate. They just recreated in coaching, but it's about what is my ideal lifestyle and how can I design that?
Yeah. Amazing. No, I'm waking up slowly. And now I've created so much space in my life. I can do that. So wake up slowly. You know, I do yoga, you know, I meditate. There's not a schedule. Sometimes I do it at night, but I wake up slow. I look at the sunrise. I kind of feel my way into my day. What do I want to do today? What do I want to be? How do I want to live?
It shows that you can have that life with coaching. That's what's so cool about it because, you know, we're basically being paid to become our highest selves, you know, you living in that vibration is what you get to teach from. And it's the energy you get to share from the books that you read, the healing that you do, all of the modalities that you study are what you pour into your clients. So for anyone who's listening and a nurse is really, you really are of service as a nurse, but it is a staunch contrast in terms of the schedule and the time shifts and all of that. So what advice do you have for someone who might be listening to this, who might be in a corporate job or a very demanding role in their lives and they're wanting more space, they're wanting more freedom, they're wanting to wake up slowly and watch the sunset and do yoga, but they're like, I don't know if that's possible for me. It's too late or I don't have any special skills or whatever the story is. What words of advice do you have for them?
Yeah. Firstly, you are important. Your desires, your needs, your wants, your wishes, they're all very important. And yeah, your desires are of God. This life is bigger. Also, you are a co-creator of your own universe. And it is important to be very aware of that. Your surroundings are a reflection of your inner world. And so if you wanted to change, you have to change. And really DCI, I feel like DCI is for everyone. Absolutely join because what better way to move towards your Dharma? And what is your Dharma? It's fulfillment. It's love. It's joy. You know, it's abundance. It's all of the highest vibrational essences in one. And then when, you know, in DCI, you're surrounded by people who are focused on their Dharma. You're surrounded by people who are living their Dharma and getting in that Dharmic energy. There's no way you can go wrong. You can move towards your highest self. You can live a life that is full of abundance, peace, joy, love, fulfillment. There's more. My advice is there's more.
There's more. And we don't have to settle for our surroundings. In fact, we wouldn't transform if we didn't. And also cultivate those experiences and be able to support others, like you supporting nurses, maybe understand how to take care of themselves and to overcome maybe any people pleasing and all of the things that you get to see firsthand when whatever role that you were in, that's your front row seats into what it's like to be in that experience.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that. So now what is next for you? What are you excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about today, tomorrow, being here in Kauai with Stacy, Master Coach Stacy from DCI. I'm here with her, and we're going to go to the Nepali coast. This fell out of the blue. Yeah, like just how this happened. But that's kind of also what happens when you get in this flow and you get on the path, like Kriya. When you're in Kriya and things start flowing, things like that are even bigger than your like wildest dreams, and even more than you imagine for yourself, just come into your life. Like that's what this weekend is with Stacy. That's what me being here on this podcast is with you. It's like me being in Kriya and things are just working out really beautifully. So I'm excited for every day.
So beautiful to just be in the experience that you are calling in. I'm just like, my future is in the now and I am living it in every present moment. And that's really the ultimate fulfillment. Plus the Nepali coast is real life Lemuria. Yeah. It is so magical there. You're going to have the most amazing time. And I love that you're there with Coach Stacy of DCI. And it just shows what an incredible community that's being created, that you guys are on trips together and people are traveling and meeting up. And it just shows that it's beyond even just DCI, but it really is this family that's created.
Oh, it truly is. It truly is. And then coaching is 100% my future. And it's what I'm excited about. It's what lights me up. It's so fun. And I love that as being a coach, I do need to truly embody my highest self. So all these self-care activities that I've always like loved and did, now I don't feel bad about them. I'm like, I'm going to take a hot bath. I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to rest and relax. I'm going to just treat myself, because like raising my vibration is the most important thing in this profession that I'm in. And wow.
Yes, we are professional amazing. Vibration raisers. That's what we do.
Yeah.
And that also shows other people. It sets the example of taking care of yourself and putting your energy first. So I love that you have been able to radically transform your reality and create your highest experience in this now moment. Thank you for being a living testament of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You're like, yes,
I'm here. It's so great. Like, honestly, yeah, my life right now, I'm like, what is life? I've been like paddleboarding with baby whales, just meeting all these people who I'm like, that's what you do for a living? Like, wow, I've never even heard of that. That's great. like my on a daily basis, I'm just so impressed by life, by people, by my experiences. And just a year ago, I could have never imagined.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing what is possible, that switch that you can even just make in 1 year, and for showing us the true example of when you dive into DCI head first and really say yes to the coaching calls and everything and give it your 100%, just what life hands you back. So thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story with us today.
Yeah. Wow. You're very welcome. I'm very, very happy to be here.
Wow, how incredible was that story? It truly inspires me to see people creating these radical shifts in their lives. It reminds me of moving to Miami and not knowing how it was going to go. And now I'm looking out into the ocean sharing this with you. So truly, you deserve to live in the environment that best suits you, with the career that best suits you, with the people that best suit you, because that is how you're going to thrive. So if you're ready for your next level spiritual growth and stepping into becoming a certified spiritual life coach, then doors are now open for Dharma Coaching Institute. We are so excited to welcome in our class of 2022. We have an incredible live event that we're planning right now for the fall. And this experience has truly shifted so many lives. It has been so remarkable to hear stories like Corey's and Rebecca's last week, and so many others who have been able to change their entire generational lineage and being an example of what is possible by stepping into your joy, stepping into your soul purpose, stepping into your heart's frequency. And I'm so excited to hear what your story is going to be on the other end of this transformation. So if you're feeling the call or you're just interested in learning more, head over to dharmacoachinginstitute.com. Again, that's D-H-A-R-M-A, coachinginstitute.com. Doors are open right now. Classes start April 4th. And if you're listening to this after, you can always join our waitlist to be notified for when doors open up again next fall. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you inside DCI. Namaste.